Hi, Yael. What's up? How you doing? I'm fine. Doing great. Really great. Want some coffee? It's really good coffee. Here, try some coffee.
Whoa, Don. Slow down. How many cups of coffee have you had today?
Eight.
Eight? Why so many?
Well, I was reading about this Harvard study that found that men that drink six or more cups of coffee a day could reduce their risk of having diabetes by 54%.
That does sound good, although six cups seems like a lot.
And other studies have shown that drinking at least three cups a day is associated with lowering your risk for Parkinson's disease by 80%. There's also evidence that coffee may ward off depression and even help prevent cavities.
All that sounds great, but what if you don't want all that caffeine? Caffeine can be a major cause of insomnia and anxiety. When I drink too much coffee, I get kind of jittery. Some people even have tremors.
Okay, good point. I don't mean to suggest that it's always good to consume tons of caffeine. But the good news is, decaf coffee is still really helpful. It turns out that even decaf coffee is brimming with antioxidants, which help get rid of particles called free radicals that can cause cancer and other diseases.
All right, I'll have a cup.
Great. You want one sugar, two sugars, maybe three, cream, milk, half and...
Just make it decaf.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Bruce Martin in the Medical Sciences Program and Michael McDonald at the Vanderbilt Institute for Coffee Studies. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.